For this Thanksgiving holiday, our music commentator Miles Hoffman has collected some turkeys, musical turkeys. These are classical compositions that some composers might wish they'd never cooked up. Miles will now carve them up with some assistance from Renee Montaigne.
But first, Miles, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Renee. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Since we have, as we said, we're on the subject, have all composers, even the geniuses among them, written a turkey or two?
Well, I think so. You know, I think one of the ways you judge a composer's stature, how great the composer is, in a sense, by the batting average, the ratio of great pieces to turkeys. And among the great composers, that ratio is very, very high. There's an interesting example. A very, very familiar piece to American audiences is Aaron Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man. This is a great fanfare. He wrote it in the 40s, and then he incorporated it into his Third Symphony. But he wrote a couple of other fanfares, too, that I think remain in the justly neglected category. You know, call it what you want. I don't think that's going to make the top 10 anytime soon, or the top 40, or the top 100.
Is there any relationship? Would a composer follow a less good piece with a masterpiece?
I think it depends. I think that great composers have just as often followed masterpieces with other masterpieces. But there is, Renee, a very famous example of a great piece following a clunker. Beethoven composed a piece. It's listed as Opus 91. And it's called Wellington's Victory. It was intended to commemorate Wellington's victory at the Battle of Vitoria in Spain over Napoleon's army. And what did it share the program with, this Opus 91 clunker? It shared the program with Opus 92, which is the Seventh Symphony of Beethoven, generally acknowledged as just one of the greatest pieces ever written.
One might think that a not-so-great work wouldn't be available as a recording.
Well, it's available because, first of all, it's a curiosity. If you just listen to the beginning of Wellington's Victory, I don't know how long it lasts. There's this sort of inane and insane drumbeat thing that goes on in the beginning. I guess it's supposed to announce the arrival of the soldiers.
Tell me, though, did he in his day, did he know it? Did he hear it and say, oh, whoa, what have I done?
Well, I think so. I mean, he wasn't exactly proud of this piece. As a matter of fact, I've read at least one historical account that says he was disgusted that the public really went for this piece. But I think composers generally know. Some composers are tougher on themselves than others. Some composers have written potboilers and written pieces for commercial purposes, and they just crank them out and they don't worry about it. Others, very harsh in their self-judgment. I think of Johannes Brahms. His solution was to roast his turkeys, Renee. He just burned them. when he wrote a piece that he thought wasn't up to his usual standards, he burned it. And so many, many pieces by Brahms are lost to posterity because he thought they were turkeys.
Let's talk about the reverse of that. Are there also sort of truly delectable works that were thought in their day to be turkeys?
Oh, yeah, that happens a lot and has happened. There was a very famous, very powerful critic in Vienna in the mid-19th century. His name was Eduard Hanslick. And after hearing the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto for the first time, this is what he wrote. He wrote, "The violin is no longer played. It is torn asunder. It is beaten black and blue. We see wild and vulgar faces. We hear curses. We smell bad brandy. Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto brings us for the first time the horrid idea that there may be music that stinks in the ear." So how's that for a critical?
And Tchaikovsky, writing.
Yeah, and Tchaikovsky remembered that review word for word for his entire life. But, I mean, this is the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto, which is a greatly beloved and wonderful piece.
How does it go from something that the critics hate or is thought to be awful to something that grows to be cherished?
Well, that's a very interesting question. First of all, critics can be wrong. And with the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto, by the way, the verdict wasn't unanimous, but there was some really strong reaction against it. But what you also have is you have this very interesting working of history where a general consensus over time develops. And it's a consensus that's made from a combination, really, of many experts over time and the opinion of the public. And this consensus, Renee, really is usually quite reliable. And in fact, throughout history, most of the pieces that we now think of as great pieces, it didn't take too long for them to be recognized. Whereas if, you know, a piece has had 75 or 85 years and it's been around for that long, for 75 years, and it hasn't caught on, chances are it's not going to catch on, and there's probably a good reason it's not going to catch on.
Miles Hoffman is violist and artistic director of the American Chamber Players and author of the NPR Classical Music Companion. And Miles, what will you be listening to as you feast on a turkey, I'm guessing?
I hope it's turkey. I will mainly be listening to the sound of more stuffing being scooped onto the plate. That's what I'll be. I will be listening to earthy sounds like that.
Onto your plate.
Onto my plate. I hope you have a good meal.
You too, Miles. Thanks.
That's Renee. And we'll finish with a Thanksgiving gift from Beethoven. Not a turkey, more of a swan, his 7th symphony. This is NPR's Morning Edition. I'm Steve Inskeep with Renee Montaigne. Thanks for inviting us in this holiday.